Saita Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The next part of the parsha, of Parsha Saita and Parsha Nasoi, that speaks about bringing the Saita to the Beis Hamikdash, we describe the bizoyin that she's put through, the pressure that she's put through in order to make her be moida. Now there's a seder for the Etzem Hashko. The Torah has a lengthy arichus. She has to bring a mincha. It's called in Torah minchas knois. It's a mincha. Minchas zikor maskeres ovoin. It's bedaimed to a chatos, and it doesn't come with any of the regular tosefesin of shemen and levoina, because those are for a carbon that's reach nechayach. This is a maskeres ovoin. So this carbon is a unique carbon that has to be brought. It has to be her carbon. She's the bala carbon, with all the mashmos that has in Gidrei Kochim, which we're going to see in Yetz Hashem over the next few prokhim. Hoyamevi is mechosa, she has to bring her mincha, b'toch kfifa mitzvis, she brings it in a simple basket. There's no adornments over here, there's no zakei levan vehu, there's a maskeres ovein. She brings it in a simple basket. The Rav fataiches this way, kfifa mitzvis means woven of the columns. It's made out of, like koshek luch. You could theoretically, and l'chayre, it's mashed that way in the Yerushalmi, read kfifa mitzvahs to mean mitzvahs from a product that's made in Mitzrayim, and that would stim with what we had in Perek Aleph, that the chevel that they tied it with was a chevel mitzvahs to be maskir k'maisa eretz Mitzrayim. The Rav doesn't bring that pshat. V'noisna al yodel k'dei liyago, they put it into her hands in order to, again, pressure her. It's heavy. Kol ha-menoches t'chilosim v'sefim b'klisharis. The Mishnah points out that there's a chilik. Normally, when a person brings a mincha, the kiddush of the mincha, when does the mincha become niskadish? A korban becomes kodesh b'kiddushas korban as soon as the person says, harezer korban. Behema zu lo'ilasi. So, okay, behema has kiddushas korban before it's brought. The mincha only becomes, azayidas, all of say the kachim, only becomes kodesh b'kiddushas haguf of korbanis when it's put into klisharis, t'chiloson, v'sayfim b'klisharis, when it's hukrav. V'zu t'chiloson b'kvifa mitzvis, v'sayfim b'klisharis. Doesn't come in a klisharis. Kol ha-menachas tunu shemen u'levoina. Like we said, the shemen u'levoina are tesefesin, which make the reach nichoyach, symbolize the reach nichoyach, the relationship, v'nefesh kisakiv. The Torah uses that lashon by a korban mincha in Parshas Vayikra. There's a separate havoas nafshoy shalodim in a korban mincha, reach nichoyach. This one doesn't have that. Kol ha-menachas bois min achitin. Mincha normally is brought from chitin. There are different types of the way it's put in the kli. Macheshes, rachvas, different mahalchim. But this mincha is made out of something totally different. V'zu bo min ha-so'irin. This one is made out of so'irin. U'mincha so'imer, the Mishnah gives us a little bit in Yonah D'yoyma, af al pi she bo min ha-so'irin, hi hoisa bo geres. It came from the finest of the finest of flowers, even though it's from so'irin. V'zu bo mi kemach. We could add al derech ha-godah. The svarim are all full. Rishonim, achronim. That the minchas so'irin of the korban ha'oim is symbolized that when we come out of Mitzrayim, we're not yet ready for Kabbalah's Torah. We're on a madrega of Michael Behemo, and we have to rise through the days of the avodah of Sfiras ha'oim. There's 49 days for us to work and be miyagei ourselves to get to a madrega of an Odom, and then we bring shtei alechem from Chitin. So it's taka made from a korban from a Michael Behemo, but it's made from the finest of the finest. This one not. V'zubo kemach. Why again? It's not supposed to symbolize something that's fine, something that's developed, something that's delicate. This is a maskeres ovein. Rabbi Gamliel loymer k'shem shemaseh maseh behemo, kach korban ha'maichel behemo. Like we just explained, that's why it's taka brought from what it's brought. Mishnah Beis. Hoyamevi pioli shel cheres chadasha. They brought a kli of cheres chadasha that was never used before. The word pioli is an obscure word for a kli. Why not use the regular word? Rav says loshen yevonis. So others taina that pioli, the Meiri explains this way, that the pioli is hinted to in a posuk in Yeshaya. We're talking about the kois that's used for peronis. Es kubas kois hatarelo shosis, a pasuk in Yeshaya, capital Nun Aleph. The tagmyonison of this is Yos Pioli Kiso de Loito Shosis. So Chaik to Klolo, Chaik to Peronis, Kois Bechlau could mean a person's fate. It could mean Midas Adin. The word Kois is Begamatra 86. It's from bring down the Shem Elakim, which is the Shem of Midas Adin, which is certainly the case over here. Why the Kli is brought the Kli Cheres, that we have Rashi and Chumash says, the Midah Keneged Midah. It comes from the Gemara. Rashi says that he hishkosoi to the mezintzo imo yain mishubach bekoises mishubach is back that same isoid that wine brings people down to a meisis nus lefikach koyin mashke oises amay mamorim b'mekidish al cheres and a kli of cheres. Why it has to be shaloi nasi b'malacha? That's gzeres hakosuf. You have the same gzeres hakosuf also by the kli that's used for taharas hametzora in parshas metzora al kli cheres al mayim chayim. That the Mayim Chaim is fresh, it comes out of a spring, so too the Kli is also a fresh Kli. How big and how much is the Mincha? They put in water from the Kiyor, which is water that's Niskadish. The Mayim of the Kiyor is not just to wash the Kanim's hands, but it has a din of a Kli Sharis. The Mayim that's Besoich is a Chelik of a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Revius, only a Revius Haloik. The amount of water, why it would be a chatziloig or a viasloig, is not nizbar in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah does add something which explains it. Kishen shememayit b'chsav kach memayit b'mayim. This refers to the Tanner of Yehuda, who's the one who holds viasloig mayim. We're going to see later on that the water has to be used for being moichik the parsha soita that's written out. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem how that's done. And the amount of water, l'chayr, would have to be less water if the parsha is less, if there are less psukim. We'll see in Yitz Hashem that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that holds that we're memayit b'chsav. So too we're memayit b'mayim. This is halachah Moshe Mesinai, but that's the explanation of it. There's a meridika Tosefis to make over here, and that is, l'chayr, the mayim was niskabel in a klicheres, is that should be enough to be mekadosh the mayim to have a din of kedushas hagof. Why would it have to be water from the kiyor? The mayim has to be from the kiyor. Some of the mafarshim say that there's a remez. Some of the mafarshim in Rashi al ha-Teira. The remez over here is the mayim had to come from the kiyor because Chazal tell us that the first kiyor was made from the kelim with which Yiddish women in Mitzrayim, in the darkest, deepest days of the Shibud of Mitzrayim, were loyal to their husbands, and they were together with their husbands, L'shem Shamayim. Tachas ha-tapuch o'ir ha-ticha, as it says in Shir HaShirim. So that schus of Noshim Tzidkoniyas, Shebohem Nigalu, Avosenu Mitzrayim, is the very opposite of the Maaseh Znus that we're talking about over here. Befrat l'fi, what we explained, that the Maaseh Znus over here symbolizes Klal Yisrael Kiviyachol straying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from her husband, from Kiviyachol. So Memela over here, the very first kiyor is the indictment against this behavior. And Memela, that's why they took it from, again, it's Gzeres HaKosuf, but that's why they took it from the kiyor. So we have the machloikis about how much, and then the Mishnah explains that with Memayit B'chsav, Kach Memayit B'mayim. Nichnas Lehechol Upono Liyaminoi. The pioli is biyode of the kohen. Upon limidoi, he turns to the right. Umokam hoyeshom amal amo. There was a place over there in the ritzpas hahechol. There was an amal amo. The tabula shol shayish. There was a chain, a ring, of shayish. V'tabas hoyesekvua boy. And there was a place with the tiles, what we would call tiles, with the Ritzpas HaAzara, which wasn't a dirt floor, there was a marble floor, and part of it was removable, that Amal Amo, and underneath, over there, that was the offer that they were going to take out for the Parsha. V'tabas HaSekvur Boy, they would, Shumagbir Noitel Offer Mitachteo, they would take out offer from below it. The Pasuk speaks this out, Min Offer HaSheyir B'Karka Mishkun Yichach Koyim Minasun Lamoyim. Maybe even it's similar to the idea of a carbon that the person who's bringing the carbon has to be standing on Ritzpas HaZor. So over here, the Mayim has to be Shaykh to the Ritzpas HaZor. It has to be Shaykh to the Kark, the Ofrim, Asher Yeh B'Kark Kamishka. But this is the way they took it out. The Gemara has a whole back and forth. What happens if the dirt was hardened? guess because of the weather or whatever, it wasn't checked. Does he have to bring an axe, a shovel, and chop it out? No, he could bring dirt from outside, and he could put it down in that place. It was, and then it was niskadish for that purpose. The noisin, he puts the offer in the pioli, kideshiyira alamayim. It should be floating on the water. They didn't mix it yet. Shenemar umina ofra shiyir bekarka mishkan yichakoyim v'nosan lamoy. That's the way it was put in.